Shalom aleichem. We're continuing in the Mishnah Yomi for Shabbat Bahalotcha. We are in the first parak of Trumot at Mishnah Vav. You're going to see we're going to come back to the first subject of Trumot of this parak. Chamisha lo yitromu. Five types of people should not take Truma. Vimtarmu Trumat and Truma. But if they went ahead and separated out the Truma, it is valid. B'di'evit. So we don't want them to do it. We'll see why. But if they did it, what they did is done. Unlike the first mission in the parak, where if they did it, it didn't even work. They weren't even in the parsha. So who are these five people? Ha'ilaim, the mute. And the partner explains because he cannot speak out the bracha. So he can hear, he has da'at, he has ability to communicate, you know, through sign language or whatever it is, but to speak the bracha, he cannot. Hashikor, the drunk, we'll explain in a moment. Arum, the naked person. Now, this is the same problem about the bracha. If he's naked, he can't say the bracha. The Bartanur explains it's a pasuk in Devarim. V'lo yur'e b'cha ervat davar. When you're medaber, bracha, when you're speaking to Hashem, we can't see an erva. So this is, again, the prohibition about praying in the presence of women who, you know, without the mechitza or without proper tzniut. So it's also, a person cannot say a bracha when they're naked. So we don't want them to separate truma. V'hasuma, the blind person, ubalkeri, and a man who had an emission of seed and is tame. Now, the shikur and the suma, the Bartanura puts them together and explains that the problem with a drunk person or a blind person is they are not able to separate to livor minayafe. They can't separate what the good things are. So this is, of course, the topic of jokes about people going to a bar and getting drunk and they don't know who they come home with. That's based on this Mishnah. See, Rebbe say everything is in Shas. But the issue here is we want to separate Truma from the Yafe, from the chaylev, from the best part of the grain. And this was, again, the dispute going back to Cain and Hevel, that Hevel brought from the chaylev, from the best part of the animals, from the best things as his offering. So we want to separate Truma from the best parts, and someone who's shikr, who's been intoxicated, or someone who's blind, doesn't see the best parts of the grain. Rashi here defines shikr mikre kol she'enu yachol ledaber bifnei melech. If somebody couldn't stand up properly with the proper respect, the proper kovet in front of the king and speak with the king because he's a little shikr, that's shikr enough. There are worse shikr than that. Purim is adalo yada. That's even worse than that. It's even more drunk. And then shikr so shalot, the Gemara and the Mefarshim discuss, that's even more drunk than that. So there are madrigals. There are levels of drunkenness. This one's not even so drunk. We don't want him separating Truma. The Balkeri is Bizman Takanat Ezra. Now, Ezra made a takana that every time a man lives with his wife, that he should go to the mikvah so that, you know, people would take it seriously and not be like roosters. However, the nation as a whole could not accept that takana. It was simply too difficult to get to the mikvah. Some mornings it's very freezing cold. So it was not widely accepted, but some people practiced that as yechidim. But this Mishnah was written in a time when it was binding, and they were trying to get people to undertake that minhag. Good Mishnah Zayin. This is very interesting about the concept of truma. Now, the Torah doesn't tell you how much truma to take. It says you take a truma, okay? No, so what's a truma? So our sages say, afilu chita ahat potera tatakri. Technically, on a deraita level, a single grain could make putter the entire pile of grain. Now, we take more than that. We're going to see later on, we take about 2%, but it's about 2% because the Torah does not specify exactly how much. So Mishnah Zion says, Ein tormin, we do not take truma, lo b'mida, not with a measuring cup, lo b'mishkal, or on a scale weighing it, lo b'minyan, or by counting it out. Like if you had 50 grapes, you don't take out one grape to get your 2%. Aval torim hu et a madud, if he had already measured the pile of produce, that's a shekel, or already weighed out this item that he wants to tithe, the truma, et a manui, or already counted out, he could do that. So if he goes to take truma and he has 100 grapes, if he already counted them, so fine. So take out 2 grapes and you get your 2% and you're fine. But you don't go, I'm going to take truma now and count out your 100 grapes or your 200 grapes or whatever it is. The Mishnah continues, Ein tormin besol, ubekupa shem shomida, and you don't use a measuring cup to scoop out the truma. But you could use them not as measuring devices, but you're just scooping out half of it or a third of it, and it's not exact. If it had an exact halfway line, like the measuring cups we have nowadays, where they're glass and you see that they have a half and they have quarters and they have eighths and whatever it is, you wouldn't want to do that because you don't want to be exact. But if you're just using half of your seya to scoop out and there's no halfway mark, that's fine. Mishnah continues, Lo yitrim b'seya chetzya. Now, this is actually the case of the akin to the glass measuring cups we use nowadays. Their seya measuring utensils, their kli that was a seya, usually had a halfway mark, the Bartner says. They usually had a line halfway. So it would be, if you're scooping half a seya using your seya measuring cup, that usually had a line, so that would be exact. And here we're trying on purpose to be inexact, interestingly enough. And one possible reason for this is if you know that you're not being exact, but you know that this is a very important gift to the Kohanim, you'll give ba'ayin yofa. You'll probably err on the side of giving more to the Kohen rather than giving less because you're supposed to be inexact. Shkoyach b'osai shavua tov.